Bitmain has staked 70% of its 3.5 ME ETH treasury. Worth 8 BLR, Bitmain has staked more than 70% of its 3.5 million ETH treasury, a position worth about $8.1 billion at the April 24, 2026 ETH price of $2,318. CoinMarketCap flagged the disclosure on X, citing Bitmain's own numbers. At that scale, Bitmain is running one of the largest corporate validator programs in the Ethereum ecosystem. The 70% figure is the part that reframes the story. Corporate ETH treasuries have existed for years, but most public holders have kept the bulk of coins liquid and only staked a slice. Bitmain is doing the opposite, locking the majority of the position in validator contracts and leaving a minority for operational liquidity. What the 70% staked number actually means, Ethereum staking is not like a time-locked bond. Validators are bonded in 32 ETH units, earn a variable yield that currently sits in the low single digits, and can exit via the withdrawal queue. The queue length changes with network conditions, so how fast can Bitmain unstake is not a fixed answer. At calmer times, the queue clears in days. During stress events, it can stretch to weeks. That matters for a 3.5 million ETH holder. Even if Bitmain wanted to rotate out, the exit pipe has a capacity ceiling. A position this size effectively commits to treating ETH as a long-dated asset, not a trading book. The staked portion, roughly 2.45 million ETH a year, generates continuous rewards at whatever the network consensus rate prints. At a ballpark 3% annualized yield, that is around 73,500 ETH per year in staking rewards, or about $170 million at today's price. The actual figure will move with validator count and MEV capture. Why a corporate holder locks up this much? Three reasons usually drive a decision like this. Yield. Idle ETH does nothing on a balance sheet. Staked ETH earns a baseline rate that compounds. For a treasury this large, even a few percent is a material line item. Signaling. A public holder staking 70% of its stack is telling the market it does not plan to sell. That is useful if Bitmain wants equity investors to treat the ETH as a long-term strategic position rather than a trading inventory. Validator economics. Running validators at scale unlocks economies of MEV, client diversity optimization, and relay selection that a small holder cannot access. A 2.45 million ETH program is large enough to justify a dedicated infrastructure team. The trade-off is concentration risk. A slashing event, a client bug, or a validator key compromise at this scale would be painful. That is the implicit bet. Bitmain believes its validator operations can run cleanly enough that the yield outweighs the operational hazard. How this compares to the rest of the staked ETH universe, Ethereum has roughly 34 million ETH staked in total across all validators as of late April 2026. Bitmain's 2.45 million ETH staked position is therefore about 7% of all staked ETH, and a meaningful share of non-Lido, non-exchange validator capacity. That is a single entity footprint that starts to matter for client diversity and geographic distribution conversations inside the protocol community. It also reshuffles the public holder leaderboard. Most corporate ETH holders sit in the tens of thousands of ETH. A 3.5 million ETH treasury is closer in scale to what exchanges custody for users than to what a typical corporate treasury holds. The Ethereum ecosystem now has a concentrated validator actor that is neither an exchange nor a staking pool. The liquidity question for Bitmain. The 30% that is not staked, about 1.05 million ETH or $2.4 billion at current prices, is the operational buffer. It covers unstake lag, OPEX, and any ETH-denominated obligations the business has. Whether that buffer is enough depends on how fast Bitmain would need to move in a stress scenario. For comparison, the withdrawal queue during the late 2025 validator rotation event held ETH in the exit path for 18 days. A firm that needed to raise cash faster than that would have to borrow against the staked position or use liquid staking derivatives. Bitmain has not disclosed whether any of the staked ETH is in a liquid staking wrapper or direct solo staking. Ethereum price context, ETHA is trading at 2318, down 0.92% in the past 24 hours and 0.95% over the past week. Bitcoin is at $77,918, down 0.13% on the day. The fear and greed index sits at 59, the neutral zone. The Bitmine disclosure did not move spot ETH meaningfully in the minutes after the tweet, consistent with the read that the market already priced the position as a long-term hold.